longitudinal education data system, pre-K through employment. Now, you might ask yourself, Mr. Chairman, why would I want to go to all that bother? And the very quick answer in the time we have remaining is, we're spending tens of billions of dollars, but we can't really turn to the taxpayer and tell the taxpayer that that money is being well spent, because we don't have the educational data system to assess what the worth or value added is of the dollars we spend. If you cared about kids, you would say, if we're never going to have enough money to do everything we want to do for kids, and I don't think we ever will, how do we know that the choices we make are producing the best possible results for kids in the classroom? And in the absence of a meaningful longitudinal education data system, we can't answer those questions. This bill is the next step in what has been an ongoing struggle to pull everybody together to create a data system worthy of that name, to make sound choices about how we use taxpayers' dollars, to make sound choices about what we do for kids. And the way to do that is to pull them all together in a joint powers agreement, to create a joint powers agency. And the reason for that is that if we let any one of these groups be in charge, then everyone else will both think they don't have to do any work and also distrust whoever is in charge. Everybody wants to be in charge, but nobody wants to be accountable. This is a system that is designed to pull them all together. It's consistent with the working group reports and recommendations that have preceded it, and I would request an aye vote.
Witnesses in support.
Thank you, Senator. Dean Chalias.
Briefly, we have to be out of here in 10 minutes.
I'll be very brief. Dean Chalias with the California State University, here to support Senator Simidian's efforts and to report to the committee that we're actually working toward creation of this database, and thank the Senator for keeping the conversation alive.
Liz Guillen with Public Advocates in support.
Brad Strong, Children Now in support.
Or building upon.
Melissa
Sandigal
with Education Trust West.
Speak into, please turn on the microphone. Right. Because what you're saying is very important.
Melissa Sandigal with Education Trust West in support of 885. We believe that the Joint Powers Agreement is a critical step in towards an eventual cross-segmental longitudinal data system that will provide the state critical information to be able to better allocate its scarce resources to improve student outcomes.
Thank you. Other witnesses in support.
Patrick Perry, California Community College's Chancellor's Office, in support.
Sherry Griffith, Association of California School Administrators, in support.
Other witnesses in support? Are there any witnesses in opposition? Let's bring it back behind this. Very interesting, Senator. This is very consistent. You know, this is the underlying data that will allow us, if Senator Steinberg's package of kind of linking what we do in school, really from preschool on, right through post-secondary and career, if we move forward in that and look at how we evaluate schools and how we develop curriculum, and we need an underlying data system that will assure that as we move in this direction, that we are either successful, that we know how to correct courses, that it really affects student performance, that we can evaluate programs. And this is without a program, without a longitudinal, long-term longitudinal database system that works right from the beginning and builds upon what we're doing with CalPADS and incorporates that into this system, we will not be able to really look at the effectiveness of our programs. And so I commend you for herding cats with that.
Senator Lowenthal, that was a great close. I ask for an aye vote.
Senator Runner does not want to close.
Sorry. Why do you need the JPA and you can't do it under existing interagency?
There is some debate about the level of authority that each of these different entities has to enter into a JPA. You and I might both think, well, can't they all just get along? And some of them think they have the authority, some of them are less sure. So what we're doing here is we're not actually mandating, we're authorizing, so right, that it is statutory that they can enter into this process.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a motion on the bill? Bill's been moved by Senator Ahlquist. I believe you have closed, Senator. Will the secretary do pass? Please read, call the roll.
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Runner?
Aye.
Runner, aye. Ahlquist?
Aye.
Ahlquist, aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Hancock? Huff? Liu? Price? Simidian?
Semidion, aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas, aye. 6-0.
Huh? 6-0.
Yeah, 6, yes.
The bill has 6 votes. We're going to hold the vote. It's sufficient for passage. We're going to open the roll now on all the bills that are on call. Let's begin.
If you want.
Can you state how the chair voted?
Yes, I will.
I'll do it. Our first bill, SB 13, Senator Correa, the request of the author was laid over for 1 week. The next bill is SB 185, Senator Hernandez. The vote is 3-2 with?
With the chair voting aye, vice chair no. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Hancock? Huh. Liu? Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas, aye.
Bill has 5 votes. We'll place that back on call. Next bill, SB 257, Senator Liu. Vote is 4-0.
Stay pass. Chair voting aye. Vice Chair Renner?
Aye.
Renner, aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Hancock? Huff? Semidion?
Aye.
Semidion, aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas, aye. Huff?
Huff. We're on item number 3, SB 257. The vote is now 8-0.
Thank you.
Aye.
Huff, aye.
Yeah.
No.
Bill is 9-0. We're going to go back since to and do SB 185, Hernandez, which we just did, but we have some people. Let's go. The vote is now 5-2.
The motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. The chair aye, vice chair no. Hancock? Huff?
No.
Huff no. Liu?
Aye.
Liu aye.
6-3.
Bill has 6 votes. That bill is out. Next bill, SB 302, Senator Yee. The vote is now 4-0.
Motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. Chair aye. Renner?
No.
Renner no. Blakeslee?
No.
Blakeslee no. Hancock? Huff?
Yeah.
Huff no. Semidion?
Aye.
Semidion aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas aye. 6-3.
That bill has 6 votes. That bill is out. Next bill, Senate Bill 402, Senator Correa. Present vote is 3-1. Chair aye.
Chair aye. Vice chair no. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist aye. Hancock? Huff?
No.
Huff no. Liu?
Aye.
Liu aye. Semidion?
Aye.
Semidion aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas aye.
7-2. That bill is out. Next bill is Senate Bill 453, Senator Correa.
The motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. Chair aye. Vice chair aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist aye. Hancock? Huff? Liu?
Aye.
Liu aye. Semidion? Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas aye. 7.
Bill has 7 votes. That bill is out. Next bill is Senator Steinberg's SB 547. Do pass as amended. Present vote is.
I missed one? Yes, we're on number 7.
Oh, I'm sorry. Number 7, Senator Blakeslee. Jim.
I'm skipping that.
Senator Blakeslee's bill is do pass as amended. One of us has been here for 4.5 hours.
Only one.
And I wonder who that one was. SB 462. Senator Blakeslee, do pass as amended. Present vote is 7-0. Okay.
Hancock, Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Semidion?
Aye.
Semidion, aye.
9-0. That bill is out. Next bill, now we're back to Senate, item number 8, Senate Bill 547. Do pass as amended. Present vote is 4-2.
Chair voting aye. Vice chair no. Hancock? Huff?
No.
Huff,
Hancock.
No.
Steinberg.
Oh, aye. Hancock, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye.
7-3. That bill is out. Next bill, Senator Steinberg, 611, SB 611, do pass. Present vote is 5-0.
Chair voting aye. Renner? Renner, no. Alquist? Excuse me. Alquist, aye. Okay. Blakeslee?
No.
Blakeslee, no. Huff?
No.
Huff, no. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas, aye. 7-3.
That bill has 7-3. That bill is out. Next bill, Senator Steinberg, SB 612, do pass as amended. Present vote is 6-0.
Chair voting aye. Renner?
No.
Renner, no. Blakeslee?
No.
Blakeslee, no. Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas, aye. 8-2.
That bill has 8 votes. That bill is out. Next bill is Senator Runner's bill, SB 634. Present vote is 1-3. Do pass.
Chair voting no. Vice chair yes. Alquist? Blakeslee? Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Lou? Price? Vargas? 2-3.
That bill has 2 votes. That bill fails.
And
reconsideration is granted. Next bill, SB 699, Senator Runner, do pass as amended. Present vote is 6-0.
Chair voting aye. Vice chair aye. Huff?
Aye.
Huff aye. Price?
Aye.
Price aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas aye.
10-0. That bill is out. Next bill, SB 740, do pass. Senator Hancock, present vote is 4-2.
Chair voting aye. Vice chair no. Huff?
No.
Huff no. Lou?
Aye.
Lou aye. Price?
Aye.
Price aye.
6-3.
That bill has 6 votes. That bill is out. Next bill, SB 779, Senator Liu. Present vote is 1-1. Do pass as amended.
Mm-hmm. Chair voting aye. Vice chair no. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock aye. Huff?
Aye.
Huff aye. Liu?
Aye.
Liu aye. Price?
Aye.
Price aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas aye. 9-1.
The bill has 9 votes. The bill is out. Next bill, SB 813. Do pass as amended. Present vote is 4-0.
Chair voting aye. Vice chair aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock aye. Huff?
Aye.
Huff aye. Liu?
Aye.
Liu aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas aye. 10.
Next bill,
10-0.
The bill is out. Next bill, SB 827, Lowenthal, do pass as amended. Present vote is 4-0.
Chair voting aye. Vice chair aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock aye. Huff? Liu?
Aye.
Liu aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas aye. 9.
That bill has 9 votes. That bill is out. Next bill, SB 835, which is on the consent calendar, the one item on the consent calendar. It's now 4-0. Mm-hmm.
Chair voting aye. Renner?
Consent calendar.
Consent calendar.
Oh, aye.
Renner aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock aye. Huff?
Aye.
Huff aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas aye. 10.
10-0, that the consent calendar is passed. Out. The last bill is SB 885, Sabidian, do pass. Present vote is 6-0.
Chair voting aye. Vice chair aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock aye. Huff?
Aye.
Huff aye. Liu?
Aye.
Liu aye. Price?
Aye.
Price aye. 10-0.
The bill has 10 votes. That bill is out. With that, our work is continued. Our work is continued. We're going to have another 4 hours of hearing, so this meeting is adjourned.